Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Good afternoon and welcome. I have a really special guest today. Her name is Linda Salvin. She's a talk radio show host as well as a psychic. And I'm really looking forward to speaking with her. Now, more about her in just a moment. I want to take just this moment to send blessings out to those friends, families, and colleagues in St. Louis who are still trying to recover from the recent storm. Our thoughts and hearts are with you. Now, a little later in the show, I'm going to be reading a special letter. It's called the Symbol of Truth letter. Now, while we're talking about writing, please do write me a question, a comment, or just to express your viewpoint. Our email address here is mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. Also, just as a quick note, Nancy Ogren, our resident astrologer, will be back on the show next week. So if you have a question for her, email that as well to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And now I want to give a big shout to our sponsors of Journeys, Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series. Absolutely fabulous work by Sandy Andrew. Find out more about it at www.universallearningseries.com. And also thank you to Fate Magazine. By the way, there's a great little article on Journey's friend Brad Steiger entitled Haunted Writer's Retreat, so check it out at www.fatemag.com. Wow, so much going on here. One more thing. I want to mention that Linda Blair, World Heart Foundation, and of course all the great work that they do, they have just begun a campaign called Born Innocent to make aware of the pet overpopulation, cruelty, abuse, and the endless termination of so many lives. So please show your support with a donation or volunteer by visiting lindablairworldheart.org. Okay, now, next, my guest. Linda Salvin. Her website is www.lindasalvin.com. Now, you know, Linda was not born with psychic gifts. It's a series of devastating accidents that transformed her life. A successful public health official, Linda survived a commercial airliner crash in 1981. And as she exited the plane in that moment, she heard reassuring voices that told her she would be unharmed. Now, that was just the beginning. A year later, she was struck by a fire truck, and in 1984, another traumatic auto accident brought her to the brink of near-death experience. And lastly, a surgery in 1991 proved to be another life-altering experience. Now, with each of these experiences, her spiritual connection and psychic abilities began to grow. Rather than dwell on her own challenges, Linda reached out, began helping and healing others. Wow, you are not going to want to miss this. Coming up next is Linda Salvin.
There's still time to take advantage of a private reading with Rebecca Jernigan with the July special. If you schedule your reading in the month of July, you will get your reading at half price. It's only good for July, so hurry and call now to set your appointment with Master Clairvoyant Rebecca Jernigan. Limited number of time slots are available, so call 888-958-2768. That's 888-958-2768. Call now. Where will your life's journey take you?
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. And as promised, we have my guest here today who is very special, Linda Salvin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for inviting me.
You know, this is just going to be an absolute hoot. And it's going to be a hoot for everyone out there listening, Linda, because, you know, you have just, you know, some tremendous, tremendous stories to tell. And when I say stories, they're true stories.
Yes,
they are. So they're events, I guess, would probably be a better way of saying that. You have events and situations and things that, you know, we're going to be sharing with people because
The average person doesn't experience them.
You know, they don't. And the point behind this particular show is to educate and inform people and let them make their own choices and decisions, but where it's also the information. So if they choose to go on and do some of their own work and investigations and research into themselves, and they can find something that helps and assists them through this, then that's the point behind it.
Correct.
So this is all what this is about. And I am really thrilled to have you here today with us, you know, kind of comrades in arms, if you will. And it's great fun. But, you know, I think what, you know, today's the show, I guess we probably need to set the premise a little bit, is about the unusual events that can take place in a person's life that forever changes the path that they have mentally maybe projected that they should be on to what the reality of it becomes, because there's something much higher than our own consciousness, if you will, or our own mind that tells us that we were here or we are here to be doing something other than what we think we should be doing. And it's giving up and surrendering to that and really looking at that and really going forward with that. You had some absolutely unique experiences in your life. It has set you into motion in a direction that most people wouldn't have taken even if they got the calling.
That's true.
So I commend you for that, because
thank
that
you.
Takes a lot of strength, especially in the times in which you did it. And I know, because I was kind of there in the same spot.
Right.
And, you know, as the stories are told, you know, we certainly can talk about all of that as well. So, but I think your real major event started in 1981. Is that correct?
That's true, Rebecca. In 1981, I was 4 years out of graduate training from the University of Michigan, where I got my master's degree in public health epidemiology. And I was on an airplane, went out of town. I'm in Los Angeles, went out of town. For an out-of-town assignment, and on the way home, the plane crashed. It was a Boeing 737, 109 people. We all survived, but what happened to me was unique in that I had an out-of-body experience coming down the ramp, and I became what's known as a walk-in, which I know you're familiar with, and whatever entered me was a psychic, because I was not psychic prior. I believe everybody's intuitive, but not everybody's psychic. So there's a huge difference, and I felt 50 feet out of my body for about 3 months. Part of me was 5'8", and part of me was about 50 feet. And it took quite a while to integrate, a good 6 years, to go through the healing process from the trauma. And during that time, I had been hit by a fire truck in my car, then I was rear-ended a year later, and then I totaled a car, I had the white light experience. So from 1981 to 1984, it was one thing after another, and I just could not get my bearings. And when the paramedics came to pry me out of my car in 84, I just said, oh, they want me off the planet, they want me off the planet. And I couldn't understand why I kept getting hit and all these turmoil traumas kept happening. But now I see it, because I spent many years healing, and then I spent 12 years on national radio, as you know.
Right, right.
And broke ground as far as being a psychic on radio. I became the number one radio psychic in the country. And I have recently given my show up, because I have a TV infomercial coming out in about 2 months.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Let's go back to the, for the people out there that may not understand some of the terminology that's been used.
Right.
Let's talk about what a walk-in is, because I think people have a misnomer. Some people out there may have a misnomer, or maybe have never even heard of the term.
I didn't know either. I remember I was 27 years old at the time. I'm 52 now. And I remember walking around in a daze, not knowing what I was going to do, because after surviving a plane crash, it's kind of, you just lose it. I mean, it's stress, it's confusing, it's gratifying because you're alive, but the noise and the fears are rampant, and no matter how grateful I could be, I was still very fearful. Anyway, ran into a friend, says, oh, you've got to go to this psychic. Well, I had only been to one psychic in my life, and I thought that my friend told this woman everything about me. I didn't know anything about it. I was always afraid of it till it happened to me. And this woman, I walked into her apartment, and her back was to me. She said, oh, you're a walk-in. I said, what's a walk-in? And she explained that it's when somebody's close to death and another spirit enters the body of the adult and replaces it for a mission or a job to fulfill. And I said, oh, my God, I was just in a plane crash. And we talked about it, and she told me about Ruth Montgomery's book, Strangers Among Us, that was published in the late 70s. And I had read that book and read that book and read that book so many times over the years to really comprehend what had happened. But spiritually, emotionally, I am not who I was when I stepped on that plane.
No. not, I mean, that's a whole different sensation when you experience that walk-in experience. Now, I myself have never experienced that. I was actually born with my gifts, but I have, you know, worked with a lot of people who are walk-in. You know, we talked a little bit off the air about my son, you know, having a walk-in experience, and
some are negative. And some
and his was not a his was not a positive. His was not, and you know, I don't like using any other terms for it. It was just not positive. He was not a positive entity or energy that came in. But
entity is the word for it, Rebecca, because you can't explain it. I mean, people recognize me, but there's times I have to really think back to certain experiences, and sometimes I work very, very hard just to remember the past, because as a rule, there is no past.
That's true.
And I get glimpses of my past, but I'm now it's 25 years later, so I mean, of course, I've grown into this being this person, but it's usually because there's higher purposes on the planet. Yes, I was doing public health work, but now I'm doing, I've been in entertainment for since 1990, 1991, and I was in the original Psychic Friends Network with Dionne Warwick. I was on Hard Copy, John and Lisa, CNN, FN, all those shows in the 90s. I started my own radio show after I was a nighttime guest on the largest FM rock station here in LA, and then ended up doing my own show on various stations and syndicating on AM, FM, the internet, and cable before anybody else was doing it. And it's been quite a journey, helping people, growing, shocking myself even, because people say, oh, this happened, that happened. And I don't even know how I know what I know. It's like I open my mouth and I'm a conduit, and answers are there, spiritual growth is there, information. I became a much higher enlightened person than I was striving for. I've become the teacher, the healer, the medium. I created a candle line called Wicks of Wisdom, which helps people bring in more money, heal themselves, get rid of negativity blocks, obstacles, enhance their love life, and much, much more. And that's what the infomercial is about. But this is not what I ever aspired to accomplish growing up. You know, it's like
You don't grow up and go, I think I'm going to go on TV and be be a radio host and and help people and see into their future and all that. No, it's that I can honestly tell you that that's I've never met a true psychic, a true person that does the work that we do, that has ever said to me, well, yeah, when I was, you know,
this is
thinking,
what I
want
to do when I grow up.
what college can I go to so that I can enhance my career doing this?
Well, they have it now, but not when we were growing up.
No, not at all. I mean, the word psychic was kind of
I was still in the closet. Even till the Psychic Friends Network came out, after the accident, I knew I was very psychic. I was hearing voices, thinking things, telling people things, and they would start happening. And I had nobody to turn to. You know, the doctors, the shrinks, the therapists, they all had different opinions. I had even called Elizabeth Kubler-Ross at the time, but she couldn't help me. She didn't quite understand why I was calling her, but she was one of the pioneers in near-death experiences, and yet I couldn't explain what had happened to me. And, of course, she's passed on, but I was really scrambling for help back then.
And, you know, I'm so there with you. Same thing with me as far as what do I do with this gift? You know, what am I supposed to say? You know, and I, too, went through my whole, you know, scenarios of, you know, somebody needs to help me out, because stuff just, like you say, my mouth opens and stuff comes
There's
out.
The
and
answer,
you go, And, you know, you...
Well, people used to accuse me, even when I was on the air, I was doing the work of the devil, and I would be called up and sworn out in Latin. I mean,
love that one. I actually had somebody leave a message on my
That's how
answering
it happened
machine.
To me.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, if God didn't want me to have the gift, why'd he give it to me?
That's right. They don't, you know, and people, a lot of people fear what they don't understand. Unfortunately,
right.
Maybe the way that they were brought up, I almost feel sorry for these people that their mind is so closed that they don't understand that we are all you know, creatures of God. All of us are.
Right.
And so all of us have different unique abilities and talents, whether it be, you know, intellectual or, in our case, psychic, clairvoyant, what have you.
Well, it's like I've taught on my show, there's a huge difference, and I know you understand this, Rebecca, between religion and spirituality.
Absolutely.
And not, religion is man-made.
Right.
There's rules. Spirituality is the balance, the harmony, the peace, the unconditional love, the communication. It's the universe. It's just how things are.
Right.
It's here.
Right. That's a really good way of saying that. And, you know, I don't knock religion. If people think that that's what's good for them, and if they truly believe that, I'm all for
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It's never
yes.
about that. If anything, it enhances people's experience.
I
they see
so.
The truth about religion, and they move beyond.
Mm-hmm. They move into their own. And I had a unique experience where I moved from the religion to the spirituality, because I had never had anything to go by except for how I was raised. And everyone in every religion that I attended many churches looking for that place, that connection. And every church that I ever went to personally, now this is my personal experience, I couldn't make the connection. I was like, well, you know, that I don't understand why you say that.
Right.
That doesn't feel right to me. Or I'd go into the next one. I'd
well, you just said it.
Yeah.
You just said it. It's a feeling.
Yes.
It's the feeling. I was brought up Jewish, although not in the temple, because my father's either agnostic, atheist, one of them, I don't know. And my mom, they were brought up, I guess, Orthodox in their generation. They couldn't wait to just, like, shun it all. And then they brought us up not religious. Plus, my parents couldn't afford going to a temple back then. And I have one sister that ended up studying in Israel. I have another sister who's raising her child in the temple. And with me, I broke away because even though I loved the Jewish community and I loved the services, something was always missing.
Right.
You know? And I started, after the plane crash especially, the way I started healing was, even when I was in therapy and trying to overcome the trauma, I just one day got in the car and I said, something's wrong, God. I've got to find a God. I've got to find out what's going to get me through this. And all of a sudden, I just started talking to God.
Yep.
I just started finding that there's got to be something that's going to get me through this. And little by little, I started to heal. And when I understood the spiritual aspects of myself opening up to such a depth that I didn't even know existed, that's when I started to heal and calm down, when I knew there was something to believe in.
There's the words.
Believe.
I said to Mike, when I was having my communication, it was like, I need something to believe in.
Uh-huh.
And the voice that came to me said, why must it have a name?
Wow.
And that was my experience from religion to spirituality, literally the booming voice. And to this day, I would tell anyone that it was the voice of God that spoke to me that
exactly.
moment in time.
It's just like, I don't know what to call it. There was, I had the white light experience. I had the Christ awakening experience, where I saw a cross come out of the wall and tell me I was saved. I mean, I've gone through all this stuff, but I don't believe in any one source.
Right.
I just have looked at the various options. When I was in Thailand 2.5 years ago, everything on every corner is a little Buddha. And there's no sign of Christianity at all. There are no crosses like you see here in the United States.
Right.
I know that people who have gone to Israel, instead of the Red Cross, it's the blue mug of David. So you see a blue Star of David on their help trucks. So who's to say who, quote, the Savior is? And I don't want to go there, and I'm not an evangelist. I just know that people can find their own source or path or light or energy or God or whatever you want to call it, if they want it, without being afraid, and with an ability to embrace the light in such a way that their lives will change from the cognitive path to that of what is meant to be for them.
Well, and to put it even into a slightly different perspective, for those who, from the heart and soul of who they are, your experience was like that. Mine was like that. I was in a crisis mode spiritually.
Right.
I didn't know that then. I mean, I just, it was
you
didn't have a way of articulating that, right, you know? But for those that get to the point of their, you don't have to be in crisis mode, but what you have to be in is you have to be in that space of complete, utter openness that I need something else that works for me.
Right.
And it's simply, honestly, it's just a matter of asking, is it not?
It is.
It is from the heart and soul.
It's one thing to ask. It's another to not run and close right. it when you receive it. It's like it's always there. We're the ones that run. We're the ones that don't know. And yet when, you know, you can test it, you can question it, you can avoid it, you can run from it, you can embrace it. It is what it is. And if you understand how to read this, the messages, like I always tell my clients or my listeners, God's rejection is God's protection, and a coincidence is God acting anonymously. And it's like if you're going on a job interview and you run it, you want it, and then they call you back and you want it, and then you don't get it. Well, you're being protected or rejected for something better. Oh, no, this is it. Same thing in the love life. No, I've got to have this guy or I've got to have this girl. It's like, well, maybe not, you know. And start to learn to hear the messages of the planet or the universe, then things aren't as devastating when the disappointments come. And when the good stuff happens, you begin to understand even more as to why.
And what we want isn't what we need, and that's what I tell my clients as well, Linda. What we want and what we need are two different,
exactly.
entirely
then
different things.
You don't get what you want, which turns out to be what you need, so
yes.
what you need turns out to be what you want.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And it's that dichotomy there, and it's like, but you have to believe in that, like you said, that there's something that there's a reason for it, and you have to accept that. So, you know, the correlations here just absolutely blow me away. One of the things I want to do before we run out of time on this segment, though, Linda, is, you know, I think it's very interesting when I want to get back to your plane crash. When you were talking about you felt like you were 5'8" and 50
yeah,
feet tall at the
half.
Same time, you know, that's just an amazing thing. And you put it into words that I myself personally have never been able to articulate for myself, even after all this time. Back when, and this was, well, 20-some years ago, because I'm 1 year younger than you at
right.
all, so we're pretty close to the same time frame here of being on this earth plane, I also had what I call an out-of-body experience. And I had actually just gotten out of the hospital, and I was at home recuperating, and I had been sick for 10 days. I had what they call spontaneous pneumothorax, which was a collapsed lung. There was no accident, no nothing. It just collapsed. I was just standing there, and it just collapsed. It was doing nothing. So I had spent 10 days in the hospital, came home, and as I was laying resting, my body literally got up and was floating out the window, and I looked down at myself, and I thought, and it was kind of a silly thought, and I thought, gosh, that doesn't look like me at all, you know, and I was like, but that is me, gosh, she looks, you know, and I had all these thoughts about what I look like laying here. And then, you know, it was getting ready to leave and go out the window. You know, I was getting ready to leave and go out the window, and something said, no, you can't, and it wouldn't let me get out the window. And I slammed back into my body and woke up, and I always felt like I was so discombobulated
right.
after that. And then, you know, a year later, the same thing happened yet again, the same identical thing. Was standing there, had a spontaneous pneumothorax, so I had two of them. And I, again, came back, and I always felt so discombobulated, like I was not completely together.
Yeah, you feel separated from yourself and your body, and you don't feel integrated. The word's integration, it took me 6 years to integrate.
Yeah, hang on, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Your Never-Ending Life. Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series introduces the revolutionary philosophical theory of universal learning. The theory of universal learning focuses on you, the never-ending eternal spirit, developing an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and learning the ways of God the Creator, teaching common principles and moralities that most religions share. Universal learning is based around the universal laws and universal energy. It is divided into three main topics: who you are, why you are here, and how to achieve success and fulfillment in your lifetime. Your never-ending life explores subjects such as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. The book is written in an easy-to-read and broad-minded fashion. For more information, visit www.universallearningseries.com. Fate Magazine is dedicated to the scientific method, to calm analysis of the known and the unknown. It is a magazine for the logical man, the religious man, for the doubtful man, for the observing man, and above all, for the man who wants to know the answers to those greatest of all questions. Why was I born? Where am I going? Who and what am I? You might call Fate a cosmic reporter. Log on to www.fatemag.com.
Close your eyes and imagine you're on an unspoiled beach somewhere, sunlight streaming through the palm leaves. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. Oh, my goodness. We're here with Linda Salvin. Are we not having fun, Linda?
I think it's a blast. I love it. Thank you.
You know what? I always have so much fun doing my show. I truly, truly do. And, of course, my belief is, Linda, if you're not having fun, then that means you're probably not doing something that you should be doing. Because having fun is not taking life not seriously. It is enjoying the life. That's what I think this is about. You know, we've talked a lot about the outer body experience and that weird feeling, or strange feeling, if you will, of not being integrated.
Yeah, disconnected. Yeah. Fragmented.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I walked around like that for years. And I, not unlike you, you know, was seeking assistance, information, help, anything to help walk me through this. What's going on? I feel not myself. You know, it was, and again, the only difference between you and me is that I was actually born with the gift, and I think my experiences were so that I would learn to develop them more and use them more and hone them in and fine-tune them, because I was always like that. Matter of fact, my mother used to just kind of like put me in a room and say, you just need to stay there. I freaked people out all the time. You know, it was the simple things. Like, I always knew who was calling. You know, knew who was on the phone. I always knew, you know, if somebody was on their way over, I'd be ready for them before they got there. You know,
it's scary for people that don't understand.
Well, I've been called just pretty much all those same names you have.
Right.
And it's all good, you know. It does shake you up a little bit, because it causes you to look at yourself and go, really, am I a freak?
Right, or what am I doing wrong? They don't understand.
Yeah. It's all that, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm just trying to be a nice person. You know, it kind of makes you look at yourself. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about next was you talked about channeling, and I myself kind of endeavored in that channeling situation, and I know we both have had different types of experiences, so I'd like for you to talk about what it is that you do and, you know, what happens during the process for you.
I became a medium. I discovered my mediumship about 3 weeks after I had about 16 tumors removed from my hips and thighs, which I found was all the negative energy I was taking from people. I used to see people in person. I don't see people in person anymore. But I would hold hands and heal people. And then one day during the summer several years ago, I just threw my hands on my lap, and I was wearing shorts, and I noticed that all these scars that were on my hips and thighs, 10 of them especially on my front legs, fell right into the same pattern as at my thumb and fingers. And I thought, oh my God, I see it. I saw exactly where all the scars were from where the doctor removed the tumors, and I saw handprints, because each one fit my hand and finger. And I realized I was taking in so much negativity, even though the oncologist has a different opinion, but I was taking in so much negativity that I was putting it back into my body. After the surgery, I had a client, and he wanted to know about his wife who had passed over, and I almost became her. How it happened, I don't know. Why it happened, I don't know. But what happens to me when I am channeling is that the right side of my brain gets warm on my head, and I just inhale or become the spirit, and I start to communicate messages of the person who's on the other side. I do not do sensationalism. If you want John Lennon, you got to have Yoko here. Okay, I won't just go out and find somebody. I know many people say, oh, I'm channeling Frank Sinatra or John Lennon or Princess Diana. I don't believe it. I do not believe that you can contact spirit and just pull them in. I'm not going to negate other people's work, but I know what I've learned, and I know that there's a certain format that I will follow in asking for guidance and asking if it's okay to bring them in. And I'm not going to talk about other famous mediums out there as to how they do it. Some of it's sensationalism. Some of it, I believe, is programmed, and some of it is real. When it first happened to me, I was nervous. I was scared. And then it just became normal for me to do that, and I have to be in a certain frame of mind to prepare myself. There have been times where I can't get much, and then I realize or find out from the person I'm speaking to on the phone that that's how they were in life. And then there's other times I pull in information that goes all the way back to someone's childhood or early marriage times, or there's so many significant details that the people are just in awe that this is really happening, because how would I know what I'm saying unless it's real? Now, there's a very fine line between the physical world and the spiritual world, and somehow I was given a gift to cross that line and communicate with it but still be able to function in the physical world. As far as helping people, it's given them closure, confidence, communication abilities, and comfort so that they can have the resolution that they need, or to know that there's somebody on the other side. When there have been a few negative experiences. One time I was on the air that we had to go to break early because the whole station became so heavy with energy. I was calling, somebody called in from Chicago and wanted to know how his brother died, and it was a murder, but it was what happened that I brought this whole thing in. It was the only time in 15 years of my work that I ever saw anything so negative in my life. Most people do go to the other side. I believe there is someplace else. I don't know if it's hell or what, but I brought it in, and I never want to go there again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tripping me out.
Yeah, even suicides, I know, are on the other side, and on in the white light, because I bring in suicides all the time. So I don't believe that people have to go to purgatory and all that. I don't, because I've had too many suicide spirits, I guess,
right,
come through. So there's, I mean, this, we could talk for hours on my experiences for this, hours, and it can be very, very enlightening. It can be very, very fun. It can be very, very draining as the conduit or as the medium. It's just something that, like, in a nutshell, I don't want to take all the time, but, you know, for me, I have this weird story that I was in a plane crash, became psychic. I had emergency surgery and became a healer, and more surgery, I became the medium. And it's just an evolution of events that took place from 1981 through 1995 or 6, I guess. And then in between, I got into radio and spent 11 years, and now I'm in TV. And, you know, you're right. When you started the show earlier, most people won't pick themselves up and keep going. I got knocked over not just in a car accident once or twice. I've had 9 different major events that I became agoraphobic. I didn't want to go out. I felt the sky was going to fall like Chicken Little, and you know, it was scary. And it was, and I wasn't that strong, but I learned to become strong and overcome the adversity. And I took the negative, and it led me to a new career, not knowing where I was going and why. And I was, it just happened. You know, I got very fortunate, and then I saw the advantages, and I was breaking ground in a time that nobody really understood. And I'm just one of many in that are light workers, and now we've got the kids coming up that are the indigo kids that'll take over when we go. You know, it's just the process of the planet, while the planet's destroying itself and going through the shift of the axis and going through the cleanse with tsunamis and wars and all the negative stuff we go through. We'll survive it if we can get through the global warming, you know, but that's another story as to whether or not we've got 30, 50 years or what. But, you know, we're here to help, and we're here to guide, and we're here to enlighten, but not everybody wants to see or hear the message.
Well, and ultimately, that's the free will. It's a choice. But I would like to make a couple statements here. Number one is that for people that, you know, are wanting to develop their abilities, or certainly get more in tune, or just become part of their spiritual selves, is it doesn't take necessarily in the case of you know plane crashes or car wrecks, and in my case, you know, health issues. It doesn't take that to become, you know, more intuitive, more psychic, clairvoyant,
right.
Whatever. It takes the will, it takes the drive, it takes the communication from within to do that. So these are, you know, people like yourself, like me, and there's a lot of other people out there that have had these near-death experiences, that's had different events that's happened in their lives, that's really molded who they've become.
Right.
And but it's all about being accepting of it as well. It's like, okay, all right, well, let me walk this path for a little bit. Let me see.
Well, now there's words for it. Even though their words were there then, I didn't know where to turn. But
right.
It's become so much more common and much more accepting. I believe, like, it was the 80s is when the New Age movement was just beginning to finally become more recognized. I mean, you had the pioneers like Dick Sutphen and Brad Steiger and all those people. But their work was preliminary, and then you had Edgar Cayce. You know, you had Nostradamus, and this is just part of, like, the spiritual evolution. And I used to talk about on my show in the 90s when I was in radio that the 90s was the most spiritual decade of the millennium, and what was going to prepare us for the next, you know, first 12 to 15 years of the new millennium. And here we are.
Yeah, and we've arrived. I mean, we are. And what I find really interesting is the guests that I also have on my show, the information that they're sharing is much more sophisticated. It's much more in-depth. But yet, in its sophistication and depth, it's also simplified. There's a lot of mysteries that are being taken out of it so that people can feel more comfortable. But it's as a society, as a world whole-wide, we've moved into that point, just as you've given us that timeline from the 70s to 80s to the 90s
right.
to the now. So the information coming out now is very much more complicated, and it's very much, but it's also more informative, but it also should help people to relax a little more, because the mystery has been uncovered as far as you said, the terminology and things of that nature.
Right.
So, you know, I urge anyone that, you know, really wants to explore that. There's obviously now tons and tons of information. The caution is to make sure that you are being directed by people who are appropriate. So I tell people, do not hesitate to question. Don't hesitate to question those who are your mentors or teachers or whatever, because maybe they aren't valid, or maybe they aren't the best ones for you. So just because somebody tells you something doesn't make it truth. You have to learn how to feel that. So now I know you're getting ready to go on this huge tour. You've got so much going on, but one of the things I want to do is I want you to give everyone your website. Of course, they'll be able to find it on mine, a direct link.
Sure, and I'll put yours on mine.
Great, excellent. And then, you know, talk a little bit more about your tour that's coming up and some other things so that people can connect up, find out who you are, where you're going.
Okay.
keep track of this busy woman.
The website is lindasalvin.com. It's LINDASALV, like Victor, IN, like Nancy, .com. And that will take you to lindasalvinradio.com, where you can just go to lindasalvinradio.com, where there are some archives of my shows and all the media and press and information of what I've done in TV and radio through the years. Then there's also wicksofwisdom.com. W-I-C-K-S, Wix, like in a candle, wicksofwisdom.com. Wix of Wisdom is a candle magic line, a spiritual candle line that I created in 1999 to help people, and I've taken the I've done something that no one's ever done before. I've taken away the mystique and the occult attributes of candle magic and created candle power, and I have a TV infomercial launching September 8th, maybe, we're not sure, right after Labor Day. Kris Jenner, Bruce Jenner's wife, is the host of the show. I'm the star of the show, and you will see testimonials of my clients from my radio broadcast through the years testifying as to the effectiveness of how my candles have helped people. There's different oils, herbs, powders, parchment paper, two pages of instructions, and a little spoon, And I know people say, oh, I've done candles before, blah, blah, blah. Nothing like this. The results are unbelievable. People marrying people, people making money, getting career advancements, getting rid of negativity they never could, healing from different diseases and ailments. I mean, it's all there at withthewisdom.com. All the websites have testimonies. The phone number, which is toll-free, is 888-509-1077. That's 888-509-1077. But the three websites are linked, and you can always either just email me or give a phone call as to what you need, and I'd be more than happy to assist you. I've got assistants that help me, and they'll take care of you and put you through.
Oh, Linda, this has absolutely been a delight.
Thank you
so much, and good luck on your tour. And
yes,
hopefully we'll be seeing each other real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rebecca. Good luck.
Call Rebecca and schedule your private reading. 888-95-TAROT. That's 888-958-2768. Where will your life journey take you?
Hi, this is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Today I'd like to talk to you about Your Never-Ending Life. It's book one in the series Universal Learning. It introduces the revolutionary philosophical theory of universal learning. The book is written in an easy-to-read and broad-minded fashion. Your Never-Ending Life explores subjects such as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. It takes you on the journey to discovery of you, the never-ending eternal spirit. You will develop an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and learning the ways of God the Creator. To learn more or to get your copy, visit www.universallearningseries.com. Again, that's www.universallearningseries.com.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's got to be big. It's got to be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Fate Magazine is dedicated to the scientific method, to calm analysis of the known and the unknown. It is a magazine for the logical man, the religious man, for the doubtful man, for the observing man, and above all, for the man who wants to know the answers to those greatest of all questions. Why was I born? Where am I going? Who and what am I? You might call Fate a cosmic reporter. Log on to www.fatemag.com.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
He's with Rebecca. Hey, wasn't Linda Salvin a delightful guest? I know we're going to get a chance to talk with her again in the future. You know, again, my website is www.journeyswithrebecca.com. Now, today, as I said earlier, I'm going to be reading a letter called The Symbol of Truth. It's called A Public Statement from the Star Nations. Now, what you might want to do is go to this website, www.cosmicparadigm.com. There you're going to find all this information right on the website. But for those of you who are not aware of this, these are emails that we get as a newsletter that comes from the cosmicparadigm.com people. And just lovely, lovely individuals. Mark Kimmel, who is a past guest. This is all part of his process. So anyway, I want to take the time to read this. If I don't get all the way through it, we will be posting it to the website, the article in its conclusion. So it begins on introduction. It says, some of you know us, some of you don't. Some of you fear us, and some of you welcome us. Well, whatever your thoughts are, we still offer our love and heartfelt compassion to each and every one of you. We are made up of a federation of benevolent star cultures, and we have been here since the dawn of mankind. The starcraft in your skies are not only proves our historical and ancient relationship to early humankind, but it is also a symbol of truth for modern humanity. The Star Nation offers its starcraft as a symbol of truth, a public demonstration of our benevolent intention, and as a sign of our collective history. The starcraft you will soon witness over a number of your cities was removed from your country of Egypt, having been buried there in a safekeeping for many thousands of years. The statement and messages we are communicating at this time is that we want all people of all cultures, that's human nations, to understand that the Star Nations love you and hope to one day be welcome as friends in and around your communities. Ultimately, we will not force you to make any decisions, for it is against our 11 spiritual and 11 universal laws to interfere with human free will and spiritual development. We only ask for you to look within your hearts to know the truth and to welcome us as friends. Be wary of any false displays of star-like craft, especially if it's threatening, violent, or fearful in nature, for it will be an attempt by the elitist, the Kabbal, to injure our collective friendship. There have been paramilitary operations who have stolen some of our starcrafts, usually by shooting them down and calling them crashes, and have been reverse-engineered the technology to the best of their efforts. Now, these same groups have captured the surviving starcraft occupants and have kept them in detention, forcing them to assist corrupt scientists and technicians. Many of your abductions were actually carried out by humans using this technology in order to psychologically harm our contactees and to create fear and distrust. Likewise, paramilitary groups are also being paid to spread disinformation about star people in order to keep the public confused, angry, and afraid. Our future goal, when you are ready and no longer under the influence of egotistical leaders and military minds, is to befriend all of you and welcome you into the Federation of Stars, Star Nations. The next part of this letter is titled The Greatest Liars. The report about your ancient history is filled with many untruths. That is, the truth of your history has been distorted and rewritten for religious, political, and military reasons. For many years, we have attempted to cooperate with your governments, leaders, military, and people of economic fluence, collectively referred to as the Kabbal. We have not restricted our efforts to any one particular nation, and despite our efforts, we have failed to reach mutually beneficial form of cooperation. Our strongest efforts came with an agreement of four of your governments, USA, People's Republic of China, USSR, and Europe, in April of 1964. This agreement was woefully neglected and deceitfully manipulated by Kabbal operatives, men of power and influence bent on world domination, until September of 2005. At that time, after an exhaustive effort to remedy the underhanded attempts to steal our technology and permanently stall our contact attempts with humanity, we proceeded to invalidate the 41-year-old agreement. Military organizations, including those of public or secret nature, have attacked our people at every opportunity, as well as made it difficult for us to serve Earth planet with the required spiritual maintenance. Today, let us begin to return to our peaceful cooperation and open dialogue. Today, we ask your governments and decision makers, public and secret, honest and dishonest, to begin the process of full public disclosure on star people, star visitations, and star technology. We feel that this has been that at this time that human beings are ready for the truth. Our intention with humans in the past has been, our interaction with humans in the past has been unsuccessful because of ego-minded and corrupt individuals, e.g., Kabbal, elitists, certain industrialists, and military people, working together in concert to prevent the common and good-willed humans from knowing the truth about star people. This, again, has been based on fear. Global society is swimming in fear, and this has been orchestrated by those same groups of elites who have labeled us as evil. Traditionally speaking, we have been inappropriately labeled as UFOs, extraterrestrials, ET, extra-biological entities, EBEs, and woefully as aliens. All of these labels are based on fear tactics to distance us from humans of good faith and intention. We are people just as you are people. We are human people. We are star people. In this manner of thinking, we prefer the term star people or star persons or star visitors. You would not enjoy being called primitives or mutated primates, and we do not enjoy the terms aliens and extraterrestrial. The continued use of these terms demonstrates a stagnant mind. Likewise, our starships or starcrafts are not UFOs. They are starships and starcrafts. Starships can be considered to be larger than starcrafts. This, folks, is the letter called The Symbol of Truth, and this is only page 2 of page 6. I urge every one of you to read this letter because it struck such a chord within me. And for those that I have shared this with, it struck a chord in them as well. There's so much truth to this letter, and again, I just began the tip of the iceberg with the Symbol of Truth letter. Again, you can get that information, cosmicparadigm.com. Read about Mr. Mark Kimmel. Look at his website. The letter is going to be there on my website, and that's journeyswithrebecca.com. I urge any of you to please send me an email, question, comment. Let me know what your feelings are about just about anything. We'll try our best to answer those questions in the very near shows in the near future. And until that time, many blessings to each and every one of you, and for all of those of you who are listeners and are the audience every week. I hope that you find this not only entertaining, but at the very least enlightening with the Symbol of Truth letter by Cosmic Paradigm, Mark Kimmel. Blessings to all of you until the next time. Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news, my upcoming guests. Just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
Hey, this is Stephen McKay. Rebecca Jernigan is a professional psychic and clairvoyant. And yes, she does personal intuitive readings. In fact, she's been giving me answers and insights for over 12 years. But a few years back, I began asking her questions related to my business. You know, things like personnel issues, various growth and advertising opportunities, marketing opportunities, those sort of things. Rebecca has since become a valued asset, not only to me, but my company. Her insights are truly extraordinary. Whether it's personally or professionally, let Rebecca help you get that extra edge in your personal life or with your business. Call Rebecca, chat with her. I think you'll find it very rewarding. Our number is 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768. You know, Rebecca upholds the highest standards in privacy. So give her a call. That's 1-888-958-2768.
Journeys is always looking for informed, entertaining, and passionate guests. Email your guest suggestion to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. I'd like to thank my guests tonight for sharing their wonderful information and knowledge with us. And a special thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, you know, the guests I have on air are given the opportunity to share their viewpoints or ideas. Now, you and I have the opportunity of choice in regards to those ideas or viewpoints. Be sure to check in next week for more enlightening educational talk and discoveries. This is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey take you? Many blessings and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.